USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The death toll keeps climbing in Surfside, Florida. More bodies found since last night in the rubble of a collapsed condominium near Miami that makes 86 dead. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava this morning.
I want to thank everyone around the world and here at home from the bottom of my heart who have been caring for us every day for the last 16-plus days, and especially to the extraordinary teams from our local community and state and around the country who are part of the largest ever non-hurricane emergency response effort in Florida's history.
43 people remain unaccounted for. Millions more dollars in student loan debt now canceled. President Biden Friday forgiving almost $56 million worth of loans owed by 1,800 students. The Department of Education saying the students were victims of fraud by for-profit colleges. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Fall 2021 will look a lot different compared to last year for many students around the country. Tim Berg explains.
The CDC is issuing new guidance on masks in schools. The agency saying students who are vaccinated don't need to wear masks in school this fall unless they are riding the bus. The CDC recommends unvaccinated students and staff wear masks at all times and practice social distancing. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire reacts to these new guidelines.
Here's the good news that came out of these updated recommendations. They emphasize the importance of in-person learning. They essentially gave schools and the teachers' unions no way out of getting back to full-time in-person in the fall. They acknowledge the mental and physical health detriments that children suffered because of the school closures.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
An excessive heat warning in effect for parts of California, including Death Valley. Today's expected high, 130 degrees. That would tie the all-time record. Las Vegas also expected to tie a record this weekend, 117 degrees. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Those suspected in the assassination of Haiti's president being described as professional killers. That's what Haitian officials say of over two dozen people believed to be responsible for Wednesday's deadly attack outside Port-au-Prince. 20 suspects arrested, two of them U.S. citizens. 13 are former members of Colombia's military. 5 more remain on the run. No word on who orchestrated the attack or a motive. Charlottesville, Virginia, removing two symbols of the Civil War today. Statues of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson being removed. Charlottesville, the scene of a deadly white supremacist rally almost 4 years ago. The daughter of an NFL great will compete in the Olympics. Here's Lance Pry.
Former UNLV and 16-year NFL quarterback Randall Cunningham returned to UNLV after retiring to finish his college degree in the early 2000s. His daughter, Vashti Cunningham, on Fox 5 in Las Vegas, is starting to steal dad's spotlight and will be competing in the Tokyo Olympics.
My goal is going into Tokyo are, you know, straightforward. I definitely want to go and win the gold medal, but also to, you know, keep my focus on the things that I've been training for and, you know, just my relationship with God. I think it's easy to, you know, get focused on other athletes or focused on the competition, but going into it, one of my main goals is to really just remain on the mission that I'm on and not be affected by anybody else.
Vashti will represent the United States in the women's high jump and can be seen August 5th through the 7th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.